In AFL, the Sydney Swans and GWS Giants are holed up in Melbourne. The Giants match against Hawthorn has now been moved to the MCG. The Sydney Swans are travelling. They're stopping in Melbourne on their way to South Australia. So their match is on Saturday. It'll now be Saturday afternoon. But they had to get out. They are currently in Melbourne. And I'm pleased to say that Sydney Swans CEO Tom Harley is on the line. Morning, Tom.
No, thank you, Matt. Bit of deja vu at the moment from last year, but looking forward to chatting to you.
Yeah, so tell us what the situation is. You're in Melbourne, a mad scramble to get out, not just you and the Swans, but also GWS as well on Wednesday.
Yeah, that's right, Matt. On, both clubs were pretty much on standby at the direction of the AFL around a potential and swift move to Melbourne, pending the border between Victoria and New South Wales. And it wasn't until about 4 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon that the wheels really got in motion, and both teams were on a chartered flight at 8 o'clock that night. So a very quick turnaround to move your whole program of players and staff. So we've got a travelling party here of 57 at the moment. But I must say, as challenging as it was, we're able to do that. We're staying at the same hotel we always stay at in Melbourne. We're under some reasonably heavy quarantining conditions at the minute. Really only able to leave the hotel for training purposes, which we'll do shortly, to head out to the Western Bulldogs home at Witten Oval. They've kindly lent their facilities to us today in preparedness for a really important game against Port Adelaide on Saturday twilight. Now there's been a shift in the fixture as well, so that game's been brought forward a couple of hours to be a 4:45 Eastern Standard Time game.
Yeah, so a bit different for the Giants. They had to quite physically move their match away from Sydney down to the MCG. Your match was always scheduled for Adelaide Oval, and as you say, it's only just the time change now, but the bits in between that you've just outlined there, getting to Melbourne, having to train at the Bulldogs facility. How much work, Tom, goes on behind the scenes from club to club, especially at your level? Or is this the AFL involved as well, or is it all of the above?
Yeah, it's all of the above. It's very, very collaborative. Our GM of football, Charlie Gardner, is as good as it gets at logistics. Spent obviously the day with him yesterday working through all of those machinations. There are a couple of parts to it. One is ensuring that we can get into South Australia, which is presenting the requisite information to the South Australian government so that they have the confidence that that we have adhered to very strict protocols. Obviously, the health and well-being of South Australians is their primary concern. So we just need to make sure that we're adhering to that. And there's obviously a fair bit of work that goes into that. Then we really get into the nitty-gritty of maintaining the program. And that is a combination of effort between the AFL and the clubs. Our head of high performance, Rob Innes, his brother works at the Bulldogs. And he was working for Richmond last year. So we've lent on him and his relationships there. So we've got the Bulldogs facility, as I said, for a main training session today before a captain's run. We'll use Punt Road, which is just down the road from where we're staying. That's the Tigers' training ground. So there's a fair bit of goodwill in the industry at the moment. But yes, it was a reasonably hectic day yesterday.
And here's an odd one. How do you get hold of 57 people all in one go? I mean, it's not as though all of your players and staff are sitting around in one room with a bag pack ready to run. Is it a WhatsApp group, or what's the deal there?
Yeah, it is. We've got an athlete management system that we use at the Swans. It's got to give them a bit of a plug. It's called Teamworks, and we can blast out communication at immediately, and everyone responds accordingly. So in terms of communicating and getting people ready, funnily enough, that's probably the easiest part. The hardest part, and I think we all need to be cognizant on that, it's a significant upheaval for players and their families. You know, it's the competition, absolutely. We should all do everything to keep that going. But you know, we have, you know, partners and kids and all the responsibilities that that normal people have as well. That can be quite jarring, understandably, when things turn around so quickly. So what the AFL has assured the clubs this year is that any sort of hub environment or away from home environment will be short lived. We're not expecting it to be any longer than probably 2 weeks, but we'll have to play it by ear.
Well, that's the other question. You're scheduled to play West Coast here at home the following week. I guess you really don't know, do you? You just don't know where that's going to land, but there is a possibility it could land at the MCG, for instance.
Yeah, that's right, Matt. We part of us moving out of Sydney was about optionality for the following week, and as you rightly point out, we're scheduled to play West Coast at the SCG. Now, that's our absolute preference, so that we can play at home in front of our fans. Now, it's clearly a moving target with regards to restrictions, et cetera, in Sydney at the moment. I'm not involved at a really detailed level yet on what round 16 looks like. The focus has been very much on the game against Port Adelaide, but I expect to turn my attention towards round 16, possibly today, given the fact we're in Melbourne. If we can't play in Sydney, as I say, that's the absolute number one priority. It would be Melbourne for a whole host of reasons, given we've got a really strong membership and supporter base down here as well. So, like all things, you try to make best with the cards that you played, and that'll unfold in the next 24, 48 hours, I think.
And just on the field, thinking about the Port Adelaide match coming off the week off after the Hawthorn loss, do you think the week off was good timing or bad timing?
Yeah, I think we spoke last week, Matty, that with buyers, the most important thing is to make them work for your set of circumstances, and that's both team and individual. So some players needed a bit of a spell to rest and recover, whilst others needed to do a bit of work. So I'm really confident that we've made the time work for us. Obviously, we've had a bit of a spanner thrown in the works in terms of where we've been based this week, but we still have been able to have a number of really strong, solid sessions, some competitive work, which was a clear focus coming out of the Hawthorn game. And this morning will be a really good hit out of the Western Oval. So, we'll have the one fourth change with Sam Wicks. He was suspended for a week for rough conduct from the Hawthorn game, but we'll finalise the team today. It's a huge game. Port Adelaide, fifth. We're currently sixth. And we really do take things one week at a time at the moment. But we've got a couple of big important games in and around our spots on the ladder. So very much looking forward to it on Saturday.
Well, mate, send our best to the players, to the staff, not just for you guys at the Swans, but also the Giants. We know that being on the road's part and parcel of the sporting life, but you just don't know when you're going to come home. So we're thinking about you. We'll be tuning in on Saturday afternoon now, 4:35, for your match against Port Adelaide. All the best.
Thanks very much, Matty, and all the best to all the listeners out there with what everyone's dealing with in Sydney at the moment.